Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody.
With insert host's name here.
On 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel, okay? That's one of the hosts. And Eddie from Barstool. True story, Mark Grody, as we welcome you in for a Rock'em Sock'em Bears report. I don't know Eddie's last name. I don't want to know his last name. It's Eddie from Barstool. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I think actually Matt and Eddie would sound just distinct. I like it. The Matt and Eddie show.
That's it. That's what you're on, Pally. Eddie, you psyched? Man, this is a Bears report, man, on a 50,000-watt blowtorch. Let's
Bears.
Go.
Bears.
Week
let's go.
One of the football season.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Excited to hear Grody.
Yeah.
It's the Thursday of the football season.
Yeah, it sounds like Eddie's really excited.
I don't like hearing my voice in the background, by the way. If we could just kill that. That sounds weird. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll get on that. Mark,
Diva.
Tell us about practice. No, man. You're just a professional. Tell us about practice. This is it's supposed to be a full and physical practice on the Thursday of a game week, yes?
Yeah, I mean, it is supposed to be that, but we really don't get – we only get a glimpse of it. So as far as, like, having eyes on for how physical today might have been, couldn't tell you that because we just get the short glimpse. We get a chance to take attendance, see who's out there and who's not. I can tell you that attendance has been perfect. However, there has been a new name added to the injury list, and that specifically would be DeMarcus Walker with a groin injury. He was out there but just not going full force. So that's a little bit of a concern, especially considering the fact that he began last year essentially being injured and said he really wasn't even comfortable until week 10. And we all know how important it is for the Bears to get more pass rush from somebody other than Montez Sweat this year.
Hey, Grody, I literally just predicted that Austin Booker would have 10 sacks this year. So I hope DeMarcus gets back. We're going to need a rotational guy. So, I mean, great first step for me.
Hey, hey, man, I remember, Eddie, do you remember Mark Anderson back in the day?
I do. That's exactly who I equated him to.
Anderson, who took over for, and I know Alex Brown wasn't happy about it, but Alex Brown got, you know, displaced by Mark Anderson back in the day, hit a double-digit rookie season, and then really never did much in the NFL after that. And I'll be damned if Alex Brown didn't get his starting spot back on that Bears defensive line, but it certainly worked for a year. While I'm here in this place, Montez Sweat today, one of the things that he actually addressed what we're talking about right now, and that is the complimentary pass rusher opposite of him, and he was pretty transparent about how important that person is.
It's very important. I got to coincide with everybody on that line. Definitely a 1-2 punch on the other side is definitely complements the rush a lot. It takes chippers off me. Sometimes it brings more attention. It might create one-on-ones for me or him. So, but yeah, it's something needed.
So are we drunk when we think about this Bears defense as a possible top five defense? Is that defensive line good enough to really be, you know, have this team defense be in the conversation, Mark?
I think it's definitely worthy of conversation. I don't think it's going to be there right away. You know, like the assumption of top five is we're talking elite defense in the NFL.
Assuming a leap by Gervon Dexter, right?
Well, sure. It's
assuming a leap, so like he would be the other meaningful pass rusher from the interior, and it's hard to assume that kind of thing for a second year guy.
Absolutely, I mean either Dexter, maybe Zach Pickens, who's also been banged up as well. They, you know, this is year three for Dominique Robinson, and they've been talking big game about him. Coach is very positive about him. They brought in Daryl Taylor from Seattle, so yeah, I mean there is a lot of candidates who the Bears are hoping will get to the quarterback. But really, yeah, back to the original question. I mean, I love the question. You know, are the Bears actually a top five defense? You know, think about the last time the Bears had what I would consider to be legit elite defense was 2018. Does anybody look at this defense and say, yeah, that the Bears can be that? They can be that good. They can be that elite. And until we actually see these guys getting to the quarterback, which the Bears did regularly in 2018, then I can't go down the top five elite road with this defense yet. It's a talented defense, and there ain't nothing wrong with top 10, but I'm skeptical of top five and elite at this moment.
No, you're right. I agree with you. I was the same. I was in the same spot, Grody. I think one of the things is you said it might take a while. I think Bears fans are not going to have the patience for that. It's essentially the same unit for the most part, right? Swap out Eddie Jackson for Byard. I think we're going to have patience with Caleb, obviously. He's a rookie. If this defense kind of starts out slow, I don't think anyone's going to be, you know, anyone's going to take it well.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they were bad to begin last year. The defense was one of the worst at stopping the run, and then they completely flipped that around. I will say this. I loved the words that came out. This is a quickie, but Montez Sweat today, I would consider this a warning about the defensive line from Sweat.
Yeah, I mean, we big boys, man. We hungry. We just like to eat. We like to hunt. We like to get after it.
We big boys. We hungry. We like to eat. We like to hunt.
So that's Montez.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Feed that man.
Tell us about this episode, Roman.
This episode of Montez Sweat. That's Montez. Montez had a big lunch. Montez had a big dinner. He's prepping for week one on this episode of That's Montez. Take it away, Mark Brody.
Throwing big chunks of meat into the lion cage so Montez Sweat can take it down. Yes, yeah, Sweat is ready. That was good to see. Shall we move on now to Eric Washington?
I probably should have gone Bear Cage there, Grody. Lion Cage. What the hell is
that?
Oh,
yeah, Bear Cage. You know how I get things mixed up sometimes with rhinos and sharks and bears and whatnot? I'm always very confused.
Long-time animal identification difficulties for you,
yes,
Mark Grody.
Everybody knows, and it was a problem in childhood, and now I'm out with it. I'm a hero. I feel like I'm helping other people.
All right, let's move to Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator, talking about the other team, which we've spent so little time worrying about. Is he worried about them?
Yeah, that's kind of what was my motivation when I asked Eric Washington the question. Hey, everything that you've seen, and I get it, this team is different than it was last year, Tennessee. So what stands out to you about the offense of the Tennessee Titans, Eric Washington?
They've invested heavily in the offensive line through draft picks and free agency, that particular group, and for a reason. They've got a young quarterback that has a lot of talent, and they have to give him a chance, not only from a protection standpoint, but also being able to run the ball to complement this quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins, you can start there. I mean, this is a person that, you know, everywhere that he's been, he's impacted games to the detriment of the defense. So we have to make sure that we understand what he can bring, what he brings to the table, and we have to do a good job of making sure that we stay in front of him.
You know, Brian Callahan is a really good offensive coordinator, was a really good offensive coordinator in Cincinnati. They had success last year without Joe Burrow, which was it Jake Browning?
Yes.
Is that the guy who, like, put up big numbers for them? This is Will Levis, theoretically unleashed, and he's got Calvin Ridley now. He's got Tony Pollard now. Tyler Boyd is there first. But you know who's not, hasn't been brought up, is Brian Callahan's father, the offensive line coach and guru, Bill Callahan, who's working for him in Tennessee. So Eric Washington's concern about the offensive line, I think, is justified. That's a really smart, venerable offensive line coach working for his son now. It's kind of a cool storyline there.
Yeah, I mean, with some pure talent, man. I mean, obviously you have J.C. Latham, the number 7 overall pick. He will be the starting left tackle. Peter Skoronski, of course, out of Northwestern, who did end up being a guard, left guard. They brought in a new center. They paid big money to Lloyd Cushenberry, so it's not just a good coach. He's right to say, Eric Washington, that this team did invest in offensive line. That's what makes this team, like, kind of tricky to figure out at this point. I mean, is it going to come? It looks pretty good. I mean, J.C. Latham looks like he's going to be a player, but there's a lot of unknowns still on that team overall for Tennessee.
They added 35 new players.
That's
craziness.
Only 9 of 22 players who started on the 2023 opening roster are there still. So there's a lot of cohesion things they're going to go through, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, we've been talking all week about Caleb Williams' expectations. You got a chance to hear from the coordinator today. I'll be very interested to hear how Shane Waldron frames this in terms of what his expectations are.
Yeah, it was great, Spiegs. He was ready to answer the question of expectations.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing word that shows up on so many questions, right? Expectations. And I think there's external expectations that are totally separate from the way we operate every single day. Like I said, the expectations for our daily operating is how hard we're working, what we're doing. But there isn't this down the road expectation, right? The expectations is what's walkthrough look like today, what's practice look like this afternoon. And so for us, you know, if you work hard, you prepare the right way, we have great players around this building right here, then you trust the process and the results will happen.
Yeah, so he was ready for it. So he didn't go anywhere near numbers on a weekly basis or on a season-long basis, did he?
Or saying anything like, yeah, we expect this guy to be great. You know, sky's the limit. He's going to be a superstar. I think that's the big thing that they're trying to keep, because everybody wants that. That's what Caleb wants. That's what the fans want. I mean, Bears fans don't just want Caleb Williams to be good and manage games. They want him to be great and a star and elite. And, you know, he's got all the makings of that, but I think that that's where the coaching staff does have to come in. And I mean, I nobody likes talking about day to day and all that kind of stuff. But I think in this case, that probably does come in pretty handy with a guy with, because we all want to look ahead with Caleb Williams. But in his case, it really just has to be right now.
Brody, what's the body language when you ask that, though, when he says that? Is the feeling there where it's like he's just saying this because he has to say this? He's getting in front for his guy, but he really knows deep down that he's the guy. What's the body language like when he does that?
Yeah, actually, I think Waldron was, like I said, he was ready to answer that question. I think that's one of the – I mean, it made me infer from that it's something that he's been thinking about, and like he hears the hyperbole. He hears us. We're all complicit when it comes to kind of feeding this hype machine and, you know, putting Caleb Williams at a 10 before he's even stepped on the field for a real game. So I do think that it should be in the coaching staff's DNA to make sure that there is perspective. And I do think he's being genuine when he says that this is something that we're just going to look at the game to game, moment to moment. I do think that that's genuine, and I actually think in this case that's a worthwhile process in terms of the future of Caleb Williams.
Shane Waldron's story is a crazy one. Like, he was back coaching high school at Milton Academy, at like the prep school that he attended in suburban Massachusetts, went back there and just kind of fell in love with it and ended up getting a job with the Patriots at the very bottom of the coaching ladder and kind of working his way through. But for some reason, I can't ever get it out of my head. When he was playing college football at Tufts around Boston, he was a long snapper. Mm. So I look at Shane Waldron. He's got long snapper energy. Like, yeah. He's just willing to do whatever. Just like football guy. That's not a quarterback. You know? Doesn't it kind of fit in that way? He's just like he loves being part of the machinery. He's not necessarily a guy who wants to be a head coach, and he doesn't come off like that.
So ultimately, you want to have a beer with guy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It seems like a dude you kind of want to just like hang out with and talk some ball. He absolutely loves it. I got this sneaky suspicion they're going to run the hell out of the ball, Grody. try to make the quarterback's life easier. Lean on the defense, lean on the running game, and keep it nice and simple as long as they can.
I agree, and it's not even necessarily what my eyes would like to see, and I think I speak for probably a lot of Bears fans who just want to see Caleb unload the football. I think you're right. I think there's going to be a lot of, especially early, I think there's going to be a lot of very safe plays, a lot of running the ball, and I do think it's going to be sloppy at times. Like, I do think the Bears are going to win this game, but I have a feeling it's just not going to look pretty at times. I don't think this is going to be the game where you see, you know, as they were joking around the other day, the 4 touchdown, 350 yards out of Caleb Williams. So I have that feeling. I think that's probably a pretty safe way to look at the game.
Why is it going to be sloppy?
I don't know, because it's the first time that you have the Bears as a rookie quarterback going up against a defense for the first time that has bad intentions. So, and I think it's going to be sloppy on both sides. And I think that it's also typical of NFL teams on opening day, considering the way it's been the last, you know, 5-10 years. The NFL, they do not start fast in this league, and the Bears are new. Tennessee is new. So I just don't think it's going to be pretty right away.
Yeah, listen, that's what Bears fans want to see, Caleb Williams throwing the ball. All it's going to take is one DeAndre Swift rip 40 yards, and we're going to think that guy's cool too.
Yeah, right?
Or
how about like the kind of thing that he did sometimes in Philly where they would lean on him for a full drive? You know? I'll bring up the Eagles game with you later. Remind me. We'll get back to that before we get out of here. But let's roll on with The Sound with Mark Grody here on the Score Afternoon Show. Matt Spiegel and Barstool Eddie here with you. Got more from Shane Waldron about what he saw from Caleb in the preseason, yes?
Yeah. And one of the question I was trying to get in and eventually was able to get it in, we keep talking about these spectacular plays that Caleb Williams is. I'll just use mine. I know other people have, but I'll just use myself as not to indict others. When I've seen really nice plays out here in camp, a lot of times I'm like, wow, that's an elite throw in the preseason game. Wow, that's an elite throw. We just throw that out there. So I wanted to ask Shane Waldron, are we seeing this right? Are we right to say that some of the throws that this man is making, Caleb Williams, are actually elite NFL throws?
Yeah, I would consider that throw to Rome pretty elite, you know. So I think he's done a good job with making those throws. And then in practice throws, you know, there's been some stuff there where we know one of his strong points is his arm talent, his ability to spread the ball over the entire field. And so I think from a receiver, tight end, running back standpoint, you know, those guys know each play. You know, we have designated progressions in the read, but knowing that everyone's part of every single play. And I think the guys have done a great job of surrounding Caleb, knowing that there could be a potential for some of these throws to pop up at any point.
I mean, Grody, if you're not setting an elite throw tally throughout the year, I don't know what we're doing here, right? That has to happen after that.
Hey, man, that's just it, Eddie. I've been counting in the preseason. Am I right about all this stuff that I'm seeing here? Because we need to have that legit counter going starting against Tennessee this Sunday at noon, Bears.
It's the special. Ryan Poles called it out specifically. He said, lean on your teammates, and when the moment calls for it, do the special.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be counting on Mondays. Like, oh, that was special. That was special. And what do we need? How many you need in a given week in order to win a game? This is special. From the Lego movie, man. It's exactly what he called for. It's exactly what he said he's going to do. And 3 a week? 5 a week? I mean, some weeks there's going to be more. Some weeks there's going to be less. But we'll know it when we see it.
Totally. It's a special word, really. That gets me giddy.
Yeah, doesn't it?
That's it. Special is a different word.
That's the stuff.
I like how we don't count explosive plays anymore. It's elite. We've gone to the next level, my friends. There's only elite play. The Bears will be based on elite this year, period.
By the way, just to circle back, Grody, the game and the drive from last year about DeAndre Swift, it was the Eagles against the Vikings, and the offense was scuffling and not doing well in the second quarter in a primetime game, and they decided to lean on DeAndre Swift for a 16-play, 75-yard drive. He ran 5 out of the first 6 plays. They used Boston Scott for like 3 plays. Then DeAndre Swift ran it 3 more times in a row to set up first and goal when they did the tush push.
Yep.
So, like, DeAndre Swift has it in him to be that kind of back on just a grinded-out drive when a team that everybody's expecting to pass is instead running it down your throat to reestablish what they are. So he's not just an explosive guy. He's a guy you can lean on for drives like that. And that's the kind of stuff I'm looking forward to seeing, Mark.
When we saw that, you know, when he had that one big play in the preseason, that was the moment at which I was, and I've obviously been out here for all these practices seeing DeAndre Swift, but that was the moment where I'm like, okay, this guy does move differently. He does look different. Like Khalil Herbert is a fine NFL running back. Roshan Johnson is a fine NFL running back. You know, Travis Homer, all that, but then you're like, oh, right. Okay. We haven't had that guy. Even when David Montgomery was here, and he was a terrific running back for the Bears, a really good Bear, and now he's a good Lion. But he didn't have that look, that twitch, that speed, that burst that DeAndre Swift has. So it's been a while since the Bears have had a guy like that.
More from Shane Waldron via Mark Grody here on 670 The Score. What you got?
Yes. I like this one, and for obvious reasons, as you'll hear in the cut here. But Shane Waldron on feeling the Bears' legacy via Wrigley Field.
I had a chance to go to a Pearl Jam concert on Saturday night, kind of as our last one. And, you know, there's Eddie Vedder up there in a Walter Payton jersey and going into his first, or talking about a training camp where he was able to meet Walter Payton and the impact that had. So it was a good, the calm before the storm, like our coach's last time off. And then you get there and you think about, you know, one of the most famous bands in the world and the Bears coming up there. So it's a good appreciative moment. And now it's time to get going.
Oh, there it is, Groats.
Mm-hmm.
It's your lane with the Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And we could, I mean, it's a pretty neat feeling for Shane Waldron to be there and realize the team that he works for and coaches for is getting called out. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's like, oh, yeah, that's right. The Bears are a big deal. I get it, too. Like, these guys, they're not from here. They can read and see from a distance the legacy of the Bears and all that. But once you're here, man, I mean, you feel it. Absolutely. Just like that one song. When you're back in Chicago, you feel it. I did go. Yep. I was there Saturday night. I saw the Garb, Greatest American Rock Band. Saw them out there doing their thing. It was great, man. Do you like that?
That's awesome. That is awesome. What else you got for us, sir?
All right. This one is, I'm always thinking about Shane when I'm thinking about Richard Hightower.
Here's Richard Hightower, H-Mac.
Oh, yeah, H-Mac. Still don't know, by the way. Still don't know. And so I put together the best of Richard Hightower, which is really good, and it always starts really pleasantly. Here's Richard Hightower.
Good afternoon. How is everyone?
How are you?
I'm phenomenal, as always. I'm really excited to get going. A lot of time and effort, obviously, has been put into the offseason preparing for this moment. So just thrilled for the players, coaches, support staff, and really the entire organization as we get going. I'm definitely excited for the new kickoff rule to see how that's going to be orchestrated across the league. You know, a lot of time and effort was put into that, so I'm excited to see how that plays out for our players and for the fans when they put it on display. I mean, a lot of efforts went into making that a play that people, you know, would watch. So I'm really excited to see how that would play out.
We love that guy, Eddie. I don't know why. We just have a fondness. Maybe it's just because he's often overlooked, and we're like, let's highlight Richard Hightower as often as we can. The special teams.
He was great on Hard Knocks.
He was.
Small part, but he always caught my eye when he was on the screen.
Why do we love him? Why do we all love him so much, Chris?
Here's why we love him, because he loves engaging with the media, and that's obvious. Like, he has come out here like no other special teams coach that I have covered, and, you know, Chris Tabor was great, but and pretty welcoming himself, but Richard Hightower enjoys the engagement, and because of that, like, I remember a time covering special teams coaches was just like something to get through. It's okay, I do 4 or 5 minutes of this and get the end, and maybe not even well attended, but Richard Hightower, he commands an audience, and he will have Velus Jones Jr. returning kickoffs.
Yeah, the only problem with that is I remember last year the other guy, the other coordinator who really was warm to you guys was Alan Williams. Was very warm, very frequently.
He was. You're right. I fell for it with Alan Williams, man. Oh, yeah. He always said, I understand what you guys do, and happy holidays and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I like this guy. But then he doesn't seem to be very likable anymore.
Well, I mean, some issues. Just stay away from the hard drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the office chair.
You gotta when you take those online tests, man. I don't know. Did he pass his? I don't know.
No. I hope they threw out the office chair. Any delicious Bears nuggets, Mark?
Well, now I have to actually be serious here, because I got it. There was a really sweet start to Montez Sweat's press conference today, as he began by offering prayers and condolences to everybody impacted in the shooting in Appalachia High School. It's close to where he is from, so that he made a point of beginning his presser like that today. As far as the injury report is concerned, Sweat does have a toe injury. He's still limited. The good news, Ryan Bates returned in full to practice, so he's ready, which will just make things a little more interesting as the season goes on the offensive line. DeMarcus Walker, like I told you, groin limited. Keenan Allen still limited on the injury report because of the heel. Other limited players today in practice, Zach Pickens, Roshan Johnson, and the rookie offensive lineman Kieran Amagaji with a quad and oblique injury. That's all I got, gents.
Thanks, Mark. Great stuff, buddy.
Bears.
Bears. That is Bears. Mark Grody on 670 The Score with everything you need to know about the Bears practice today. Before Chicago takes on Tennessee, tune in Sunday morning from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Aurelio's. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Mully, Olin, and Manley will have instant reaction on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Wonderverse. That will stream exclusively this week on The Score's YouTube and Twitch channels due to the Cubs game. He is Eddie from Barstool. I am Matt Spiegel. It's the Matt and Eddie Show here on 670 The Score. I get to work the Hotronics machine. I'm so excited. The Hotronics machine, I've stared at it ever since I passed it on my way to the bathroom. I remember it very, very fondly just 2.5 hours ago when I discovered the Hotronics machine was here. And I get to use it and give Connor O'Donnell a jersey.
Don't hurt yourself. December 12th is right around the corner, all right?
That'll be the next time. Yes. That'll be episode 2.
All right.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm looking forward to it. So yes. I'm going to use the Hotronics machine. And when we come back, you know, it's a question that has lingered. A ridiculous question from a colleague of Eddie's that got Caleb Williams thinking. We'll touch on that before we get out of here at 6 o'clock on 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
On your first football Thursday of the season, it is Speegs and Eddie from Barstool hanging out here at Rally House in Wrigleyville. It happened, guys. I just used the Hotronics machine.
How was it?
It was awesome. It was awesome. The guy, I don't know his name, but I'll call him Hotronics Paul. I should have got his name. That would have been a much classier move than just making up somebody's name. Was it Alex? That was Alex? Hotronics Alex.
You should know his name.
I agree. I told him it'd been my dream for at least 3 hours to use the Hotronics machine.
You messed up, though. Can I tell you that?
Yeah, I did.
In this nice, beautiful sporting goods store, there's a Bears oven mitt to your left that you could have used for the Hotronics machine.
I really did.
That would have been unbelievable.
See, you're better at stuff like that.
There's Bears spatulas.
Yeah.
They got everything there.
There's a Bears pizza cutter right there.
Oh, that's what's going to make my tombstones taste that much better. Huh?
My God.
I noticed you didn't point out any of the dog toys, Ed. Yeah, what do you have against dogs and dog toys?
We're going to get this Weber grill, and we're just going to
put Shane in.
Shane is just going to be stuffed in
this
there.
This might be your legacy that you're leaving here at the score, is this idea of just stuffing Shane into a grill.
I think a lot of people on our air staff would love to hear that take.
They would.
I think they love that idea.
Anytime it gets a little spicy.
That's it. Shove them in the boo box.
Yeah. Are the coals hot in there? A boy can dream. You know what I mean? So what is this about you and the dogs? Why don't you like dogs?
So...
Ooh, God, he's...
So
go ahead, Ed.
Yeah,
speaks.
Yes. Red Ed.
Don't believe what you hear. Okay?
From Shane?
Yes, don't believe it.
I have it for years.
So a lot good. Of the internet is coming at me because we, so Muggsy, it's a jeans company. They got a store here on Armitage. They put us on a billboard for a promotional billboard, okay?
And like last summer, right? Or a year and a half
two
ago.
Summers,
like that, 2 summers ago, yeah.
They put us on a billboard.
Congrats to you for getting on a billboard.
Thanks. It was a big
moment. Exciting,
right? Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
And so Muggsy's like, hey, we want to have a big reveal. Here's the thing about a reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You only get one shot. Okay?
Right.
You only get one shot.
What if you had one shot?
Yeah, you get one shot. They're not going to, you know, be able to do the first look, you know, once again. There's only one look. It's first look for a reason. So we go up, and I'm about to turn to go look at this billboard.
Okay.
A beautiful little golden retriever comes up.
Oh, God, revisionist history.
Comes up and jumps on me, and I ignored it, Speaks. I ignored it. I admittedly was a bad look. It's a bad picture. It's a bad video.
Just completely ignored the dog because it was distracting you in an important moment in your life.
Yes, correct. There was my camera guy. They were already, like, yelling at us, like, guys, pay attention. Like, we only got one shot at this. We had one shot, and I unfortunately ignored the dog. So okay. Since then.
That's not it, dude.
That's it.
No, all he did was ignore a dog in an important moment in his life.
No. I'm going to step in front of the camera here. I'm going to put my arm out.
Okay.
And I want you to pet my arm as if you're petting a dog. I want to see how you do it.
Look, you know there's no kink shaming on this show.
No.
But this still feels strange.
Pet my forearm like you would pet a dog.
Okay. All right. Good boy.
That's
good boy.
Soft and nice.
Yeah. No.
Now, hold your arm out. I'm going to show you how Ed was caught petting White Sox Dave's dog.
Okay. So there's a little bit of a slap.
Like that stiff hand, stiff fingers.
So he's trying to move the dog away.
The guy can't get near dogs.
No. Dogs crave contact like that. Okay? They do. How Speaks did, that's how you pet a snake. Okay? That's how you pet a snake.
It was Shane,
after
all.
Yes, exactly.
Damn.
Are you a snake guy, Shane?
No, I'm not.
Really?
No, I'm not.
So I'm sorry.
Do dogs crave the firm contact like that? Some do.
No. Yes.
Some very much like
that.
Thank
you, Speaks.
I've had dogs that love that. My guy, Maceo.
Yes.
My guy, Maceo, he looked like a little brown dog, but that's what he was. He loved a good firm pet. Like
yeah,
that.
See?
That's like, what he wanted.
Yes.
Want to be pushed around a little bit.
Yes, like Jim Harbaugh said, the human body craves contact. So do dogs. So that's what, you know, you get a little palmet.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So
it's disappointing.
Right. Well, it's
for such a sweet, lovely, nice guy.
Yes.
He hates animals.
I don't think that seems to be true. That does not seem to be true. All right, I wanted to get your take on this because this seemed to make an impact a little bit out there in the zeitgeist regarding Caleb Williams. It's an absurd and preposterous thing that came from the mouth of I believe it was your guy Big Cat on Pardon My Take.
QB1 of the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams. I don't know if they prepared you for this question.
All right.
If there was a button, if you had a button,
mm-hmm.
and if you pushed it,
mm-hmm.
one Bears fan would die,
mm.
but you would win 10 Super Bowls. Do you press the button?
You can kill me.
What if it was you don't know which Bears
me?
Fan's going to die. One, just one. Just
10 Super Bowls?
10 I'd Super Bowls. I feel like most Bears fans would be like, I'll throw my
I'd press the button for you.
You think they sacrifice?
Yeah.
Wow. That's love.
It is love. So do you press the button?
I'll take it, Caleb.
I'm reading your body language. Right, you're pressing the button many times.
Yeah. You're getting 30 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Smashing it.
I like that. I would press the button.
10 Super Bowls. That's
a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's great.
So he successfully didn't answer the question, right? He successfully avoided the question.
Correct.
And I think PFT, allowing it to be himself, you know, volunteering himself to give it an actual target, that takes some heat off of Caleb on the answer, in my opinion. Because, like, clearly the conundrum is that it's a random Bears fan and you don't know who it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of Bears fans would take that themselves. You're a legend forever. Right?
No, I'm not killing myself for multiple Super Bowls for the Bears. No.
They're going to have a statue in front of Soldier Field, Shane.
Can I pick someone else?
Sure.
Like famous Bears fans?
No. I don't think you can pick somebody. I think the genius in the question is that you have to decide whether the random Bears fan dies.
I pick Jeff Garland. absolutely pick Jeff Garland.
The question is, would you willingly let the random fan die? Are you okay with that, Eddie?
Listen, if there was a scenario, yeah. Let me paint this picture.
Hypothetical.
You're walking into Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Okay? And everybody who walks in, you hit a kiosk, one random fan is going to die today. Okay, oh, but we're going to get 10 Super Bowls in return. How many people do you think smash that yes button? And it's going to be a public death.
On the way in?
On the way in, okay.
They've only been drinking for 2.5 hours at that point.
Yes, but I think they know that it could be them. Like, it may possibly be them in that scenario.
Yeah.
85%?
I think so, too.
85?
Like, and it's public, too. Like, I think you're just going to see a seat from Section 313 launch to the moon. You know? I think they still take it every time.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a very high number. I think I've seen this movie, by the way. Was it The Purge, essentially?
Hunger Games?
Yeah, it's something
this definitely
like
was a Dark Knight premise with Dark the Joker Knight. With the two boats, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go, it Tanny. Is. That's where we are. Thank you, Tanny.
Are you killing someone, Tanny?
Am I killing someone?
For 10 Super Bowls.
It depends the situation, right? It's great for our business, right? If the Bears are winning 10 Super Bowls. So, you know, I think the company would want me to consider it for sure.
You can expense it.
Expense my yeah. Am I going to be stand trial after this? Like, we need to get into the specifics of this.
No, it's true.
No.
I think you're clear. I think you are legally covered.
And if you do, you have Alan Williams' attorney.
As long as he doesn't have an afternoon hearing to go to or a radio contract to negotiate. I think Texture says I can think of 10 Bears fans for one Super Bowl. So he'd like to take it to that.
My buddy Chuck, he's gone. See ya. It's been fun. You know, I work with Chuck. Chuck's a good guy, but he did the thing in the Fox years. He converted to a Cardinals fan for a few years.
Oh, there it is.
He wore a Tyrann Mathieu jersey. And now he's back out. And he's wearing bear stuff. He's excited. I'm like, you don't get to be excited. So, boom, hit the button. Sorry, Chuck.
Nah, you know, Chuck had a good run.
He did.
Yeah, I'm glad he did. We've had a good run. We'll put a bow on this thing when we come back on 670 The Score.
It is Matt and it is Eddie.
Horoscope guy, Bernstein?
No.
Oh, no? God, no.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, Eddie.
How dare you bring something up?
You can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that.
Got it.
Eddie gotcha. Eddie's there with you.
Oh, good, clean fun.
God.
Heads up.
Here's what I thought is happening. And thanks, Tanny, for bringing that back. Here's what I thought was happening. I thought that it was some kind of song reference. You don't know me like that. Some kind of hardcore hip-hop reference or something from Bernsey because he delivered it with that kind of authority.
Yeah.
And I thought, Eddie, you got the reference and said, I got you, Bernstein, but that's not what was happening. I'm glad we're okay. You know, I'm glad,
it's all right.
Glad everybody had a good time.
Bernstein just doesn't like horoscopes. That's what I learned.
He doesn't like being called by his last name.
Eddie, just don't go to work next week and call anyone by their name.
No, right?
You learned your lesson today.
I could call him Bernsey. That's a nickname. I don't know him. That's like that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't realize what was happening. I should have called it out and said, wait, what happened here? Because you meant nothing. You're right. You didn't mean anything.
No, I didn't
mean,
no, not at all. Okay. I never met the guy.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just your face. I would say it's your face. That's
it's
the problem.
Be. It's got, but I don't know if he saw it.
I don't know if he saw it. So it wasn't that. But, hey, man, thanks for being here. This has been fun as hell.
It's been a blast. Honestly, Speaks, 4 hours in a sporting goods store, there's no one else I'd pick besides you and Shane. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Shane.
Yes.
Right. He could have spent half the time inside of a Weber grill.
Yes.
And that would have been fine. What do you dream of in this town, man? Because this is pretty amazing what you've done. You're a young man. You got several podcasts that are doing very well. I know you've had your dalliances with some other stuff, including this place, and it's great to get you in here. What's the dream for Eddie?
The dream as far as career-wise or just in general?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just honestly, just to represent Chicago. I love the city from the northwest side, born and raised, and just cover this city and just, you know, shine and show how great it is. That's it.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
And you're getting around. You're going everywhere. I know you're going to Northwestern game tomorrow, you said, right?
Yeah, Northwestern Duke. I'm excited for that.
Is that tomorrow or is it Saturday?
Tomorrow night. Friday night.
8
p.m.
That's awesome. Should be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then when are you going to Iowa? You said you're going to the AAA game.
Yeah, so Alex Cohen having me out, Iowa Cubs, next Friday. Next Friday, I might be singing the stretch, which for a Chicago kid. Like, being able to sing the stretch, especially if I'm fortunate enough one day to sing it at the big stadium, that's like, I could go the next day and I'd be fine.
So that's where I was going. So that, because you mentioned that to me, the idea of singing the stretch across the street, that would be good night, everybody.
I think that's it, right? Do you have something like that?
I want to do the anthem across the street, man.
That'd be awesome.
I was singing the anthem.
Yeah.
So I'm dreaming of that. Really, what I have is, I have a plan to be like, you know those guys who play nine positions over nine innings?
Yeah.
You know? I want to do nine things across the street over the course of nine innings.
So I want to
work the scoreboard. I want to sing the anthem. I want to work the scoreboard. I want to be a vendor for an inning. I want to do the fifth inning of play-by-play, which I do get to do from time to time.
That's awesome.
I want to work the elevator in the fourth so I can make my way up to do the fifth inning of play-by-play. You got to map it out strategically.
You're right.
To make it happen.
It's like Billy Madison. You just move up a grade.
Exactly right.
I like that.
So maybe it's like, it's the anthem, and then you get into the into the scoreboard, and then you're on the grounds crew or something to make your way back towards the vendor, and then you get over there. I got plans and dreams.
Yeah.
You know?
That's perfect.
You need to have this.
Yeah. What about you, Shane? A grill of Polish at the cell or what?
Dude, I don't want to do anything that makes the White Sox look better. Absolutely not. And that's not a shot at the vendors who are making the Polish and the onions, but I don't want to do anything to help them.
Is there a Chicago sports related thing that you'd then be able to say, all right, that's it. Good night, everybody. I did my thing.
Dude, I've never thought about that because there's nothing about our sports teams right now outside of the Bears that are inspiring. Like, my childhood memories of the White Sox have been washed away by Jerry Reinsdorf.
Oh, that's brutal.
It sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks. It really I just is. Want to see the White Sox win again.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's going to be a long time.
If I could throw out a first pitch at the White Sox, great. But I think the entire PR staff and media relations staff would have to leave before I'm allowed in the parking.
Next ownership group. Oh, yeah. Just going to need to have a nice long career.
Yeah.
And wait it out for the next ownership.
I want Tanny to throw out the first pitch and I'll be the umpire.
See, Tanny needs to. When we had a chance as a show to throw out the first pitch at Wrigley, and it was an awesome experience. Danny threw a horrible pitch. I was the umpire. Clark caught it with his enormous glove, and he's a listener to the show, and we appreciate that. Tanny was representing with what? Was it an Ed Farmer hat, Tanny?
Yeah, it was in 2020, the Sox wore the patch that said Farmio after Ed passed away. So I have a baseball cap that I made with that patch on it as always a way to remember Ed. And I thought, what's the way I could sneak something White Sox onto the field here at Wrigley? And Ed probably would have hated that. I even associated him with that experience, to be honest. But I don't care. I thought it was my way of just like showing a little nod, but being respectful, too. You don't want to be one of those people, you know, who just like over the top jag about it, you know. So you got a top of the line Chicago sports dream. I couldn't get a Ron Coomer All-Star jersey in time for that event, and I'm still working on getting that.
Well, Tanny, you remember we asked him for one of his game-worn jerseys, and he just kind of blew us off.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to have one made. Like they sell the jersey kits on eBay. I may just make one day. If we ever do that again, I'll take care of that. But yeah, in response to your question, Speaks, yeah. I thought about it a lot. Like, what happens when you reach your goals already so young in life, as I have? You know, I get to work with with you every day,
yeah.
You know, in the best city in the world, on
sure,
the best radio
asked,
station.
I once asked Jack O'Callaghan that. What do you do when your life has peaked and you won the 1980 Olympic gold? That didn't go well. So what are you doing now that your life has peaked, Tanny? What do you have?
Trying to get you guys out of here on time.
Oh, sneaky like that.
Did we have Jack O'Callaghan on when we did that like impromptu Trump rally? Right? Isn't that what we had him on for? O'Callaghan and Jeremy Roenick?
Oh, God. I don't believe so.
Oh, no.
But
damn.
It certainly didn't go well. Tanny, I stepped all over you. My apologies.
Yeah, that's fine. I just hope my wife keeps getting promoted up the corporate ladder and I could eventually not have to work one day.
There you go.
So that's
Tanny
my
wants
dream.
To work at Home Depot. I think that's an insanely great goal.
I could work at a Starbucks or
yes.
Home Depot in northern Michigan and be just as happy as I am.
Yeah.
Shane,
doing
I think
this.
Being the person who cleans up the Red Panda's plates when she drops them at the United Center would be good for you, too.
I mean, she'd have to drop one.
Sometimes it happens.
Red Panda does not drop plates.
Once in a while.
I don't want to clean up her plates, though, Eddie. What
that's,
the hell, dude?
That's not a bad move.
God,
see,
I gave you the shot of a lifetime today. And you want me to clean up plates from the woman on the unicycle?
You know what I got to do is I got to work the Hotronics machine. So that's my future there. Thank you to everybody here at Rally House. This was a blast. Rally House here in Wrigley on Addison at 1027 West Addison. Come by for the best gear. They're doing scratch-off tickets tomorrow and Saturday, doing a tailgate prize pack tomorrow and Saturday at this location and also at the Rally House Geneva location and Rally House Town and Country. Thanks to our guests on the show today. Mark Grody was a guest on the show today, and Austin Huff was on the show, and UFC welterweight champion Bilal Muhammad. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell for doing a great job with the video Twitch feed, and congratulations on your Kyle Farnsworth jersey. What a strange and odd world we live in. Thank you to Rich Wyatt for doing a great job as the engineer today. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every single day. Thank you so much. Robbie Triano, great job back at the shop. Thank you, Shane Reardon, for all that you do. Eddie from Barstool, what a pleasure, man. That was fun as hell.
Thank you. See you December 12th. Thank you to all the listeners, all the guys behind the glass. It was a blast, Beans.
Thank you to everybody that came out, and we'll see Eddie on the 12th. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score. I'll be talking to you tomorrow after the Cubs and the Yankees' first game of the series.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.